This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm feeling a little breezy. Do you see, I'm about 10 pounds lighter. I got a haircut.
You got a haircut. You know what, Tim, I need to get my pre-Thanksgiving haircut. My hair.
Yeah, good little boys go.
Have you
go
noticed
up.
That I look a little shaggy?
You look extremely shaggy. Not as shaggy as I looked, Tom.
No?
Tom, I looked so shaggy.
I was walking around
saying, it wasn't me.
Oh, like the rapper Shaggy.
Yeah.
What a weird voice that guy has, huh?
Yeah. No, that was a different guy. He's the guy that goes, it wasn't me.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he's not. The other guy's Shaggy.
No. Because Shaggy also did Mr. Bombastic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I thought you were talking about
Butch Cassidy on camera. That guy.
That's a different guy. Yeah, I know. I assumed. I didn't know for sure that was a different guy, but I assumed it was a different guy.
Yeah, I assume
I'm
it's a different guy.
I'm saying Shaggy. I know who Shaggy is. I thought you were telling me.
There are some Scooby-Doo heads right now screaming their red face. Like, that's an imposter,
no,
Shaggy.
He sounds like
Casey Kasem.
Yeah, I was going to say Dick Clark, but I knew that was right.
Same guy. You know, for all intents and purposes.
Casey Kasem was the poor man's Dick Clark.
Tom, for Gen Z kids like me, Dick Clark and Casey Kasem might as well be the same guy, right?
Yeah.
Wait, who was the gold standard? Dick Clark?
Dick Clark. He did Casey, the Rockin' Eve.
Yeah, he would never, Casey Kasem was like, hey, Saved by the Bell, we'll get Casey Kasem.
Yeah, and they couldn't dream of getting Dick Clark. No. Although Dick Clark sold that battery charger I bought off the TV when I was 12 years old.
Tom, you've always been a battery charger guy.
I don't know why I'm real into charging batteries.
I don't know why either. I remember when we were in our early 20s.
Uh-huh.
Roommates, right? Moving into an apartment. Hey, you want to be roommates? Cool. Uh-huh. And you were like, okay, well, I got us a battery charger. I'll get a microwave. We'll split the toaster oven or whatever. Uh-huh. And you're like, all right, I got a good lead on a battery charger.
Yeah, well, we're going to need batteries around the house. I'm not going to be, I think it's just, for household batteries, I hate the idea of buying a battery and throwing it out. Like, it just feels very...
Yeah.
Not, you know, of course...
I don't know that I've ever thrown a battery.
Exactly.
I think I've always just put it in a drawer, being like, I'll figure out what to do with you later.
Well, you need this Dick Clark device, Tim. That's what it was for. But that's what, like... You feel, even beyond, like, the ecological, it's just they're, like, heavy, and, like, you never know, am I just supposed to put these in the regular garbage? And some batteries you should, some batteries you shouldn't.
What about when you break a glass? What the hell are you supposed to do then? Sorry, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I'm sure that's one of those things where it's like, rub an orange. That's the household. And the orange will just soak up all the, not an orange, but you know.
No,
what
but
I mean,
use a
shower loofah.
No, I can clean it up in my house,
right.
But then when you dispose of it,
yeah,
it's like,
put it in something.
The sanitation worker is going to get cut. It cuts through the bag.
Should you put it in an unbroken glass bottle?
I think that bottle will just break as well.
Yeah, and then there's just even more glass. Can broken glass break other glass?
I mean...
Or is it just because you always see broken glass near other broken glass?
You know...
So you can't really tell.
I'm not sure what came from the bottle and what was a separate incident caused by the bottle.
But yeah, I like charging batteries. Tim, you should see me like at night and in the morning. I'm like, I'm all over the place. I'm charging things that I haven't used in months.
You, I mean, now you're a device boy.
Uh-huh.
You got,
I've always been a device boy.
I know, but you got, like, now it's 2023. You got uh-huh. you got an iPad mini on your lap right
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
You got a iPhone with a little kickstand up uh-huh. on your, and then you got a computer. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and you got the Apple Watch on.
Yeah, and the recorder recording us, which, might I add, is running on rechargeable batteries right now.
Yeah, I mean, all of these do. And, mm-hmm. like, the only time when I'm on top of the recharging yeah. is before a flight.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, all right, I have to have all my shit charged up. Other than that, Tom, it's chaotic. I was walking around this morning, mm-hmm. 3% battery on my phone.
What? Jesus Christ, Tim.
I went out and got a cup of coffee.
Oh.
I walked, you know, I walked a good quarter mile to the coffee shop, 3% battery. What would have happened?
Yeah.
I would have been lost at sea if yeah. that had...
Tim, I'll be home and it'll be like, you know, maybe evening time and my battery's at 40% and I'll go, I better charge it.
Yeah.
And I have no plans for the rest of the evening. I'm not going anywhere.
Plans for the rest of the year.
Exactly. I've got nothing to do. I have no life. And that's why I spend all my time just charging batteries, I guess. Everybody needs a hobby, and it's a nice hobby to have.
It is a great hobby to have.
Laura doesn't. She doesn't charge her phone overnight. And try it.
Yeah, I don't charge
it. It doesn't drive me crazy, because, like, I don't care. It's, you know, her
yeah,
thing.
I don't care. No. She can do whatever she wants. It doesn't affect me one bit.
It doesn't.
I'm only bringing it up because I happen to.
It doesn't drive me crazy. It's just like it blows my mind, and like it's something I'm like jealous of. Like I wish I could just live like that.
Yeah.
Because you know it's fine. Like neither of us are ever like running out for a significant amount of time with no advance notice.
Yeah.
You know, I can plug if I know I'm going into Manhattan one night, if I'm hitting the clubs or whatever,
mm-hmm.
maybe I'm going to a Knicks game. And then afterwards, I'm going to hit the clubs.
You're going to head over to Ice.
Yeah, that's the club.
Sure.
Yeah, then I head over to Ice. And you don't know if they have chargers in there. You know,
they don't have chargers at Ice.
Yeah, you can't go. That's not the kind of bar you can go up to the bartender and go, hey, you got an iPhone cable back there I can plug in for a little while, buddy? Hit the bricks.
Skate on out of here is what they tell you.
Yeah. They'll say, oh, yeah, hold on. I'll call somebody to go get it. Oh, thank you very much. Now he's calling one of the bouncers.
Yeah.
To beat the shit out of you in the middle of the
throw
club.
Throw you in a dang dumpster.
Yeah. While everybody cheers. And yeah. records on their fully charged iPhones.
That's why when you show up at Ice,
mm-hmm. make sure your phone's
fully
charged.
Phone.
Come on, you can't be asking the bartenders about this stuff.
Hey, do you want to film the jackasses yeah. getting the shit kicked out of them?
Yeah.
I got a haircut. It was desperately needed, Tom.
Uh huh.
And my son, my 2-year-old son, also desperately needed a haircut.
Oh,
he
okay.
got a haircut as well.
So you got a his and his haircut.
Walked into daycare this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher went, did you guys get haircuts at the same time? I was like, well, yes, we did. And then I said, and actually, we got the same haircut.
Yeah.
As you can see.
I was going to say, Tim, your haircut, it's like the size of a haircut that like a little boy would have. It's just kind of perched on the top of your head.
the teacher laughed so hard that I was like, oh, crap, I got the exact same haircut as my 2-year-old son.
Yeah, because if somebody's laughing real hard at that,
yeah.
then like they...
Yeah, this thing cost me like $65
wow.
all in.
And for both or just for
no,
you?
No, just for me. He went to a somebody who cuts a toddler's hair.
Yeah. And how
and
much
I went
did
to
that
a grown-up.
Cost?
I'm not across that. That's my wife's department.
It was probably cheaper, right?
Yeah, I think so, because he's littler.
Yeah, because like...
He's like, I don't know, a little less than 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Which is very funny.
And like
I tell you, oh, 2'10".
And he's not going to complain about his haircut unless they like really screw it up.
He didn't like it while he was getting it, Tom. I'll tell you that much.
But I'm saying like
all the blippy in the world on that iPad in the airplane they let him sit in wasn't doing it.
But I'm saying like at the end when they're like holding the mirror behind, he's not going to go like, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that either, Tom. Yeah, do you think I'm going to speak up to the barber?
Yeah.
It's like, I've spent the last 25 minutes avoiding any kind of conversation with you.
Yeah.
Which was difficult for this guy.
Yeah.
This guy was asking me all sorts of questions.
Oh, you were telling me a little bit about this guy before the show.
He claims that he cuts all these, like, billionaires' hair.
Mm-hmm.
And tells me, like, he was telling me about all these things from their lives.
Which is kind of funny because, like, most billionaires have real shit haircuts. You know,
yeah.
Like, it's not like you ever go like, oh, like Elon Musk, really cool haircut, or Bill Gates. Yeah, they look awesome.
Yeah, no, I think all of them like they don't need. But like also those guys all have like shitty lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Very like way too busy.
If I was a billionaire,
mm-hmm.
like at some point you got to be like, all right, like. How about I don't have to be like ready to like talk on the news all the time?
Yeah.
I just go play video games.
But that's not how you become a billionaire, Tim.
Yeah,
I'm
saying become a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
And then stop being on the news so much.
You can't because then you don't have something wrong with you. You're not able to actually achieve that.
Anyway, this haircut, I got the same haircut as a 2-year-old.
But a little bit bigger. Was suited for your head. Yeah. I haven't seen your son. Oh, I think I saw a picture of your son's haircut. It looked good, Tim.
Hey.
And your haircut looks good, too.
Thank you. Who wore it better? Let's do that. Let's do an Us Weekly.
Who wore it better? It's sad to say because they're identical now that I think about it.
And like we pretty much have the same face, too.
Yeah. Yours is, you have an extremely tiny head. It's a little smaller than your 3-foot-tall son's head.
Can I tell you something, Tom?
Yeah.
My head is slightly larger than my son's head.
Only slightly?
Like, as a joke, I was like, hey, Dada's going to put on your baseball cap. And then it, like, almost fit. Yeah, it's like.
You're like, oh, I think actually my hat's too small.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you doing?
I don't have that cut, Tim. My head's so fucking big. Like when I was at the beach, like a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
you know, and you go to like a beach shop. I forget what I bought there, but oh, I think I like
sex wax for your board.
I didn't know it was for a board.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, this is gonna
this is gonna be great to jack it with.
All right,
but. I think I bought flip flops, but I was like, oh, let me take a look at the hats. And like, I found the biggest hat I could find, put it on, and it did not even come close to fitting.
Ripped in half as you tried to put it on.
So I like put it sheepishly put it back on the shelf and left the aisle before anyone saw I was even in there. And I think actually like later Laura was like, oh, did you check out the hats? You said you maybe wanted a hat, and I was like, yeah, they don't have anything on the neck. Yeah, they're all too big, actually. I tried them on. I think we'll have to go to like a normal person's head size store.
Aww, I'm sorry, Tom. Yeah. Sorry that happened to you.
Well, Tim, speaking of commerce, speaking of consumerism, speaking of stores.
I love the segue as natural as speaking of commerce.
Yeah. Hey, I just love a segue.
I know. That's another thing, Tom.
Yeah. What do you mean that's another thing? I just haven't been on one still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't even been on one of those hoverboard things.
I know.
So like really, you know what?
What's going on with your life? You don't have any plans?
Yeah.
It's been 23 years and you haven't ridden a Segway yet?
Yeah. And the hoverboards, you know what? I've had opportunities. Nobody's asked me. If somebody just asked me, hey, you want to ride this hoverboard? I would ride it, of course. But I've been in situations where they've been around, and I think if I had said, hey, can I try that, I would have been allowed, but I don't want that kind of pressure.
No, the hoverboard is one thing. Like, a Segway is pretty foolproof, unless you're George W. Bush, am I right?
Yeah, or the CEO that rode one off a cliff and died.
I mean, yeah, but... You wouldn't do it near a cliff, I don't
think. No. And actually, like, I read the whole thing about that.
Yeah, it was just a sad story.
It was very sad. Like, he was, like, trying to move out of the way for somebody.
Yeah,
just a little too confident on that. But the off-road...
You have to project confidence on one of those things when you're the CEO. Also true. That's like...
Yeah. I would like to also try one of those off-road Segways.
Hey, why don't you take baby steps, Tom?
Tim, look, I'm
willing. This is what happens. You know, you get this idea.
I get too far ahead of myself.
That's so much harder to execute.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to say, like, if the opportunity to ride a Segway doesn't come up and I'm in the woods and I see somebody riding one and they ask me, hey, what you want? Now, you've ridden a regular Segway before, right, man? I might lie. Just so I can try out the one in the woods.
Tom, just ride a regular Segway. We'll take a tour.
There aren't any, I told you. Well, there was in Paris. I saw it, but it was too late. They were segwaying by me.
Well, there's more than one a day, Tom.
We were leaving the next day. Au revoir, Paris.
Yeah, Tom, I did a Segway tour. Mm-hmm. Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking this week about Black Friday. I wonder if any of our listeners have ever owned, like, an actual Segway. If you have,
email us the complete guide.
If you have
Complete guide to everything at gmail.com.
Yeah, email us. I'll send you my address. Come Segway over. We'll try it out together. We're talking about Black Friday, Tim, because Black Friday's coming up the week we release this.
Tom, hey. Thanksgiving really snuck up on us this year, huh?
What? Thanksgiving what?
Snuck up on us.
It did sneak up on us. Yeah. I don't know why I got like, what'd you say?
Thanksgiving? Quietly. So we're, to be clear, mm-hmm. We're talking about Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
not the U.K. Black Friday or Mad Friday or Frantic Friday or Black Eye Friday. Which is...
Or Mental Friday.
The Friday before Christmas Eve.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
Well, that's the night.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
Santa comes.
That's the time in UK where people go out and get drunk.
Oh, okay.
That is the night where they do that.
Oh, the other nights they don't. No. The other nights they abstain. Right. But one night a year, people in the UK let their hair down and say, you know what, just for this one night, we'll get uncomfortably drunk.
Yeah.
I was reading. It's interesting you said. I thought it was going to be like a shopping day because apparently
because of John Lewis.
The department store?
Yeah.
Why?
The UK. That's what I think about when I think about shopping in the UK around Christmas time.
You don't think about...
I think about the John Lewis Christmas commercial.
Yeah? What is it?
It's different every year, and it's the talk of the town in the UK. You don't know this?
Yeah, I don't think I do know this.
You are a real... What are you? You're an Anglophile, right?
I mean, I've been there a bunch.
You're always talking about the royals. You love the UK.
Well, just Meghan Markle.
Well, the things you say about Meghan Markle, Tom.
It's not true.
Not fit for broadcast.
No, I was a Meghan Markle defender until recently where I feel like both of them, I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, now I've heard you calling her Meghan Marbles.
Meghan lost her marbles.
Yeah.
Now I'm at the point of like, all right, both of you back over there enough. But again, that's on me. I keep watching whatever special they put out. I'm like, oh, maybe something interesting will be in this
one. Why don't
they
go somewhere else?
They apparently almost went to Canada, which would have probably like solved all their problems.
Yeah, but then is grandma still on the money there?
No, but that's what I'm saying, that it would have solved their problems because he could have arranged some like, hey, I'm going to go be like the King of Canada or whatever for us.
Yeah.
I'll be the Duke of Canada.
Yeah. And what I was saying is, why don't we go somewhere else? It's just like they just pick the most provocative thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're going to go to the
We're
going
to go to Hollyweird. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
And I got, look, and I understood everybody was shitting on him when they got that Netflix deal.
Okay.
And I was
You have so many opinions about the Royals.
And I was like, look, and no what opinions else are about
they the John Lewis Christmas commercial advert.
What else are they going to do? You know, get regular jobs. Netflix comes along, says, hey, we'll give you $100 million. Why wouldn't you take it? But then when they didn't do anything to, like, you know, make sure they got the money, then I was like, all right, that what?
That's
come
a
on.
Pretty sweet deal, though. I'd like that deal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool to be I'd like, love that hey, deal. Let's cut a deal. You'll give me a bunch of money and I'll do something for you at some point, and then you don't do it.
But that's stupid when the thing is, like, you could have just done anything.
They got
been...
that deal all over town, too. Yeah. They hoodwinked no, but then some they, of the biggest companies in the world.
But they had to give that money back or they didn't get the money, you know? Like, they got some of the
they
money.
They got enough of the money. They got more money than you or I will ever see
I
in
know,
our lifetime.
But I'm just saying, like, a minimal amount of effort, they could have gotten a lot more money.
They don't know. None of the Royals know how to put effort into something.
Yeah, that's true.
Meghan Markle, I think she knows how to put effort into something. She was on Suits, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
The number one show in America right now.
I didn't like when I watched that that last documentary. She like, the story of how she got on Suits just seemed made up. Like
she had audition.
She just made it like, I actually didn't even want to be on TV in a TV show, but they were like, you should be in Suits. And she was like, okay, I guess. And it was like, no, I'm sure you like,
yeah.
you know, worked very
I'm
hard
I'm sure there
for
were
that.
Several rounds of auditions.
Yeah. And... like, the, you know, don't, there's no shame in working hard.
Yeah.
But then she met
for
these,
a royal, there is.
Yeah, then she met that's, these that's folks not and there. They were like, ew, that simply won't do. What would we say to our friends on Black Eyed Friday?
Black Friday, Tom.
Yeah.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, I was going to say when you were talking about the other Black Friday, the Friday before, mm-hmm. is that I read that traditionally the Saturday before Christmas is actually the biggest shopping day of the year, which does make a lot of
in
sense.
In the UK or anywhere?
No, in America.
Yeah. Least. Is that still, look, we're talking about, is all of this a relic for yeah. when people left their house to do anything?
No, because like a lot of people still do go places for Black Friday to get things.
Do you?
I don't. I mean, they've also like kind of done away with like the door busters a bit, I think,
right.
just because.
The bad press around it?
Yeah, the bad press, but also like. I'm even thinking of how places like, I think it was like Macy's or something. It was like, oh, they actually open at midnight on Black Friday. And I think things have gotten to the point where it's like, no, we can't even staff the store on like a Tuesday for our dying business.
Right.
We're definitely not going to be able to get people to work, you know, an 18-hour shift.
Yeah. I mean, there are some places that would open at like 7 p.m. on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's even what I'm thinking of, that Macy's would do that and then just stay open the next, you know, like 18 hours or whatever.
Do you think, and this is probably a hopeful thought,
mm-hmm.
some of the fact that like the Black Friday stuff, I think it is also like the death of brick and mortar commerce. Mm,
yeah.
But like, I would like to think that some of it is like a growing sentiment
mm-hmm.
amongst the American public that like, you can't treat employees this way.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, there's not like a growing like,
no, I
sense
think
of like, hey, somebody has to. This person working at the store is actually a human being with a life outside of this and a
yeah.
family and obligations and dignity. Do we not, here's, or no, or am I being too?
I think that did happen for some people, but I think those were the people that were like reasonable people to begin with.
Right.
That it was like, oh, I'm like a nice, normal person. I don't treat other people like shit. I haven't really thought about, you know, oh, this person has to work these like crazy hours on this day and they're dealing with all this stuff. But now that I think about it, like, yeah, that is messed up. But like the people that would go in and scream at somebody at a store, they're still going to go in and scream at somebody at a store.
Yeah, that's how they get their jollies.
Yeah. And look, there's
and
nothing
it's the
wrong
jolliest
with it.
Time of the year.
look, if somebody's on the job, they're getting paid. What do they have to complain about? Scream away.
You should be able to kind of feel that a little bit.
I
right, Tom?
Absolutely do not, Tim. And as I've mentioned, like, I've worked Black Friday retail. Like, I get it.
Right.
I do not.
You worked Black Friday retail at the Apple store. Did they even have like a sale or anything?
No, that was the worst fucking part, because the store would still be absolutely insane. And then people would like elbow their way in the store and be like, what's on sale? And it'd be like, these headphones are $5 off. And then they'd be pissed, but they wouldn't leave the store.
Right.
They would still just
spray them with a hose.
I wish I could have sprayed people with a hose.
You should have seen what happened if you sprayed somebody with a hose.
All the computers, though.
You spray the people.
Tim, it's easy to say, hard to do.
The computers are mostly waterproof. We know this, right?
Well, they used to be.
I bring my my laptop in the bathtub.
No, you don't.
That's where I do all my writing. No, that's where I write my screenplays.
Like, laptops really aren't, or at least Apple laptops, like, really aren't waterproof, like, at all.
Yeah, no.
Like, you sneeze on the keyboard, water's going onto the CPU underneath.
Yeah, well, I'm covering my mouth when I sneeze.
Even in front of the computer? They can't. Tim, do you think that's how computer viruses happen? It's fine. You can sneeze on your computer.
I know. Mm-hmm. That you're right, that they're the least waterproof things.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop me from having literally 3 to 7 beverages.
You know what?
Like, at all times next to my, like, I got, like, a coffee, I got 2 waters, I got a tea, I got a, I don't know, I got a lot of beverages going.
Yeah, knock on wood, but I don't think I've ever broken an electronic thing with water.
Hmm.
Which is,
you have a lot of electronics too, Tom.
I know, and I have a lot of water. But like the other day, I spilled like a full glass of water on my AirPods, like in the case, luckily. But they were fine. And that's the thing, like, I've spilled water on things, and it's mostly been, not mostly, it's always been fine. But it just takes one time.
I lost my AirPods for about 18 hours last week.
Whoa.
It's the most tense 18 hours of my whole life.
Did you go in the Find My app?
You know what, Tom?
Oh, boy, I shouldn't have asked.
I didn't know how to set it up. I thought it would just work because, remember, you know how Apple's slogan is, it just works?
It's not their slogan, but okay.
It is.
But it's not their slogan.
It was like 30 years ago.
It's what some people say about it. It was never their slogan.
Agree to disagree.
You're thinking of like... I'm
thinking probably there was some marketing in 1998.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're thinking of like something Ron Bopeil was selling, I think.
I couldn't figure out. And then as soon as I found them, I was like, let me Google how to set it up.
You have to set it up. It's not automatically.
You had to enable all these permissions where, like, now my phone can be tracked by my wife, which.
Wait. That sounds like different. A whole different set of permissions.
That's what she told me. That's the way
it
works.
I'm going to walk you through
it. She was reading the WikiHow to me.
Do you not have you didn't have location sharing with your wife?
No, I didn't have location sharing.
What are you trying to hide, Tim?
I'm trying to have some semblance of privacy in our lives.
Yeah, but like Apple and Google, they know where you are. You might as well let your wife know.
I know. It's not like, also, like, I have no luck.
Mm-hmm.
Should I, like, doesn't it seem like an invasion of privacy for me to be able to be like, where's my wife right now at any given time, and be like, here's the exact place she is?
It would be if she didn't consent to it. But like, I have it with Laura.
Yeah, well, we all know that you're overbearing and controlling.
But that's, I'm never using it in a, like,
a prerequisite for her to get her allowance.
I'm never using it in a, like, where the hell is she? She's supposed to be here making my dinner kind of way. It's usually in a, like, she's told me she's on her way home.
I'm hungry and I don't know how to use the stove. Where is she?
I'm hungry and the stove's on fire. No, but it's like in a, like, she's heading home. Now I can, like, check and see, you know, where she is. So I can tell my other broads, hey, get out of here.
See, yeah, that's,
I don't know. I understand because I felt the same way. And then I realized, like, oh, I don't. I think the fact that,
and also,
it's,
I go nowhere. I have nothing to hide.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I was fine turning it on. Also, the fact that it's like two-way, you know, like, I believe me, I sent a lot of emails to Tim Cook. Hey, how do I turn it on just for my girl? But she can't see where I am. If you catch my drift, and I put a 3 winking emojis after
now
it.
Now that I think about it. Because I have, look, this is my, this, look, we'll get to Black Friday in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, I don't know. I got an AirTag in my car.
Yeah.
In case it gets towed or stolen.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Cheap
my insurance
wife
policy.
Is driving somewhere.
Yeah.
And,
some lady stole your car.
No, but it is like, hey, like, I thought she was going to be home an hour ago. She's probably fine. Let me see where the car is. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's parked at the place where she was going.
Uh-huh.
Like, I guess that's the same exact goddamn thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're just talking about, like, I'd like to track her without her knowing and being able to see where
I am. Not about her knowing. It's just about, like, hey, for peace of mind.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I use it for. Yeah. Just peace of mind. And to make sure no funny business is going on.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Yeah, you always say, like, you got things to say. And then I'm like, yeah. And then you're like, let's start. And then we're off to the races and you talk for like 25 uninterrupted minutes.
All right. Then you go ahead. You talk.
No, you do it.
I'm already recording. Yeah, we're on, Tim. This is live.
Oh, my God. Shout out to my family.
Oh,
and
no, you're not allowed to do that.
You watch,
Tim, I mean, I've had to edit that out of hundreds and hundreds of episodes.
I just want to give a shout out to my family. But I treat every opportunity like, I'm spinning, the wheel on the showcase, big wheel on, The Price is Right.
So you're giving shout outs? People do that when they spin the wheel?
You know, this
wheel?
Is kind of Drew Carey's thing.
Oh, okay.
You spin the wheel.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of Drew Carey.
He goes, get up there, spin it. And spin it goes, and it spins for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And as it's spinning, everybody's cheering in the audience. Mm-hmm. And Drew comes over. He's like, who do you want to say hi to? And he's like, hey, I got my wife in the audience and my mom at home and PD and blah, blah, blah. And like Drew Carey is always just like, okay. 45 cents. Like, he never adds anything other than, okay, at the end.
Yeah. Well, and that probably encourages them to do a big spin, you know?
Yeah.
Which takes up more air time, which is what they're looking for.
They're always just trying to kill time.
Look, if they weren't trying to kill time, that show would be 5 minutes long.
I mean, that's very true. If you didn't, I watched that show recently, Tom.
Yeah, if they were like, all right, no talking, just submit your answers.
That and like, they're like, hey, this is a game where like
we'll tell you afterwards what you've won.
You're gonna drop a Plinko chip down the thing, and then first, like, the announcer's gonna read a whole bunch about this soap, this particular brand of soap, and then this particular brand of beef jerky, and it's gonna be a little commercial for each one of these things.
Yeah. And then
it's gonna take 5 minutes of him describing products.
And then we're gonna ask you, a guy who came to see The Price is Right, if you've ever seen Plinko before, if you know the rules and how it works.
And you know what? Inevitably, Tom, these people don't know the fucking rules.
I mean, I think about
people who do that hole in one game.
Yeah.
And then they miss it and they don't know that he's going to be like, well, luckily it's hole in one. And then the sign turns around and says, or two.
Oh,
like,
I
get another chance.
Oh, I don't. Like, yeah. Well, guilty as charged.
You haven't gone and sat in the audience. You would have done your research.
Up if I was going to sit in the audience. I remember I was thinking about this recently because I was watching that show Hot Ones.
Yeah, about the scantily clad beefcakes and broads.
What? No, Tim, that's not the show. Where they eat hot wings.
That must be a different Hot Ones I'm thinking about.
Yeah. It sounds like you're talking about a program on the Playboy Channel, Tim. They had this show on the Playboy Channel back in the day that was like uncensored music videos.
Yeah, I know. We talk about this all the time. The the 8 to 8:30 block.
Yeah.
Because it came on at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Was always BS. It was like, we're going to play Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know, and we won't bleep out when she says the F word.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need, I'm 13 years old. Mm-hmm. It's 1995. I don't need that from the Playboy channel.
A beautiful nude woman, please.
My friend's parents are going to be home from the restaurant.
Yeah, any minute.
8:35.
Yeah. And watching an uncensored version of Head Like a Hole isn't why we're not allowed to watch the Playboy channel, for God's sake.
Anyway, what were you saying? You were saying they had, you were going to describe the show with the uncensored music video.
Oh, just, yeah.
That it sucked? Yeah, was that your point? Because it did suck.
Yeah. They would show, I think, in the, like, you know, intro sequence or like the commercials or whatever, like, they would lead you to believe, look, every band out there, they make two music videos, a normal one and then one that's basically pornography.
Yeah.
And we show that one. No band, one or two bands maybe were like, yeah, we've got some shots that are like too hot for MTV,
for basic cable.
But other than that, it was just the lyrics were uncensored, which is cool, which is great, but that's not what I'm after.
I have the CD.
Yeah. I know the words. I know what he's meaning to say here.
And it is kind of messed up where it's like, hey, we'll show uncensored Nine Inch Nails video. It's just like, they're like editing out mutilated corpses and stuff.
they're editing out shit I didn't want to see in the first place.
Yeah, like that's not what the Playboy channel is for.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner, we're calling you out. Yeah. Get your act together,
hey,
man.
Yeah, and come on the show to refute us if you think otherwise.
Bring me one of them smoking jackets.
Apparently that house smelled very bad.
The Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, a lot of like...
house. Have a little respect.
like it sounds kind of the way you describe like a castle that was just like...
musty and dank.
Like, yeah, like mold issues. A lot of mold issues, apparently.
Okay. Anything with a grotto is going to have mold issues.
That's why you rarely see personal grottos nowadays.
Would you know the word grotto if it wasn't for the Playboy Mansion?
No, of course not. Yeah.
I don't really know what a grotto is.
Yeah, for all I know, that they made that up, and that's not a thing elsewhere. Or it is, but it's because of that.
Yeah, I'd like to get a grotto installed on my property.
Tim, I was reading in your apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be... Tim, you're going to run into mold and mildew and stuff.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Tim, I was reading...
Got a lot of that already.
An origin of Black Friday that is not what I've heard, which is... Oh, I guess this is... That, like, Black Friday was to describe a... very confused. Apparently, there was a Black Friday, not Black Eyed Friday, but like a financial crisis.
This episode is a disaster, Tom.
Yeah. But I've always heard it was because that was the day when companies finally went into the black.
Right.
That the whole year they were in the red. And that doesn't make sense to me either, though. The whole year you're in the red, and then the last month, that's where you make your profits?
That's business, baby.
That's like a cutthroat, like, low margins business.
Yeah.
If you're not...
That's what it takes to make it in America these days, Tom.
I'm not even saying these days. I'm saying in days past.
I'm talking about in days past, too.
No, but I don't...
Sorry, I said these days.
You don't hear about companies on their quarterly earnings calls going like, well, as you know, third quarter, we lose money like every other quarter. But fourth quarter, oh boy, wait till you see. Not the first 2 months, we're still going to be losing money.
My problem with Black Friday, Tom, or that interpretation of Black Friday. Black Friday is the unofficial beginning of the Christmas shopping season, right?
Yeah,
Thanksgiving is over.
Mm-hmm. Everything's out of the way. There's a clear runway up until Christmas.
Right. My interpretation there is like, okay, we're in the red.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have so many people come in on Black Friday that we go into the black, right? We go into profitability.
Yeah.
My thing is, you go into profitability, by slashing all your prices.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, but we make it up in volume. It's like, then why don't you slash prices all year round, mm-hmm. and you'll make it up in volume all year round?
Yeah. I mean, that's... I was searching...
This is why I should run...
All the businesses.
All the retail businesses. I'd save retail for real, Tom.
I mean, the thing is, nowadays, too, do you feel like Black Friday's lost its luster?
Yeah, because everybody buys everything online.
Yeah, but I'm saying even like online Black Friday sales, that's just kind of not a thing.
I can't tell if it's because I've become less...
Like consumer?
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's less shit you think you need like, and you're looking for?
The idea of like a flat screen TV for like $200 less if I wake up at 6 a.m. And wait in a line is just kind of like, I think I'd rather...
Yeah.
Just pay retail price for a TV. And also, like,
and
my TV is fine. It's got this weird dark spot on one. Like, the part of it is, like, burned out. And, like, there was a time in my life where I'd be, like, unacceptable. I need to watch television perfectly. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to buy a whole other fucking TV. And, you know. So I think there's a lot of, like, I'm at a point in my life where, like, I'm... buying less.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not always looking for deals.
Yeah.
I also have very specific things in mind that I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a big purchase, it's not going to be based on like, well, this is 40% off one day. I'm going to be like, I'm going to research the model that I want.
I think that's
want it for a specific reason, right?
Yeah. That's the big... That's why, like, I feel like I haven't bought anything on Black Friday, or I bought like one or two things in recent years, just because, like, I mean, this sounds stupid, but it's true that I feel like it's like the retailers have caught on that. And I saw a meme when I was looking for Black Friday stuff today. Like, I searched because I was like, am I crazy or are there still really good deals out there? And there was a meme. I don't think it was the Drake, you know, where he's doing the, like, the Hotline Bling video where he's like, oh, not that,
I love that Hotline Bling video, Tom.
I only like relevant the version that Donald Trump did on SNL.
That's exactly what I had in my mind. That's how I was, like, I was going to say, like, that 8-year-old video, and it's like, how do I know it's 8 years old? It's because I know the parody came out in 2016.
Yeah. But, I mean, that meme, it's a very good way to convey, you know, an idea.
Yeah.
As memes.
Hey, as the best memes are.
Yeah. But it had, like, it was, like, flat screen TV prices, and it was, like, $499 in, like, January. And the guy's like, nah, like, $499 in summer. Nah, $499. And then Black Friday, $699 crossed out $499. It was like, all right, yeah. That I feel like that's what happens nowadays. I know for years now there's been,
if you're an educated consumer, there's not a lot of meat on the bone for the Black Friday deals, right?
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to. And nowadays, I feel like it's easy to be an educated consumer. It's easier than ever. You know, if you're looking to buy something expensive, like a TV, you Google first. Hey, this model TV, is it a good model? Because I was going to say, I know for years, I don't know if they still do it, but companies would make Black Friday models of TVs.
Right.
That was like, oh, yeah, this is the, like, you know, XR140U. And the U denotes that it's a Black Friday unit, and it actually doesn't have, like, half the shit that's in the X40 normally.
Right.
Because this is just to, like, hit a certain price.
Tom, can I ask you something that's probably TV specific?
Uh-huh.
Is it just me? Or, in general...
Mm-hmm.
I've never used, like, the, is it just me as, like, an actual thing? But, like, is it just me that feels this way?
Are you asking for a friend?
The general sentiment of, like, it's less exciting than it was, you know, when like plasma screen TVs were first coming out, or everybody's like, you know, I got a flat screen now, or whatever. Like, do people care about TVs as much as they used to, and like getting a deal on a TV, or is like, or has it gotten to the point where like TV technology is like, you can always get something fine for a couple $100 that's going to be flat and
I mean, enough? like anything, there are people that still, you know, covet the high end. But I know that like plasma TVs kind of went away, and I think part of it was because it was like a very expensive technology that like didn't scale.
Do I have a plasma TV?
No.
Tom? Okay. So like that's not the standard.
No, like I don't think there's.
But what
really,
I'm talking about is like not necessarily plasma. What I'm talking about is like, you know, people were all like, you know, people like,
well,
were
what,
like, oh, I need a big flat screen TV, and now I feel like people get that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, eh, whatever. It's $300.
Yeah. Well, I think
before. And I get a good enough TV.
Yeah.
I don't need to knock over an old lady in a Best Buy.
Before, like, the only flat screen TVs, and by before, I mean, what, 20 years ago? the only ones that were made, like, there weren't any cheap ones.
Right.
So I think even your normal person was into it because it was like, look, I'm dropping like $2,000 on a TV, so I am, because that's just how I want one of these big new HD TVs. That's how much they cost. So as a byproduct, like we know people, a friend of the show, Paul McKenna, famously bought like a very expensive TV one year.
Right.
And like researched it because, yeah, it was like a big purchase. But the TV I have, I don't even know who makes it. And it was like, yeah, it was the, like, not the lowest price TV, but the lowest price with like 4.5 stars.
Right.
And it was on sale for like $100 off. It's already cheap price one day. And my old TV, I didn't realize, like when I was first dating Laura, I was like, is my TV like a little dark? She's like, your TV, there's something wrong with it. And the fact that you don't realize it is like kind of concerning. There was like all the bulbs had blown out years ago. But that's also the thing with something like a TV. It's like, I know if I like, I could go out and buy the most expensive, coolest, highest end TV. It'll be neat for a month, and then I'll be used to it.
Yeah, and so, I'm still just going to watch the freaking reboot of Frasier on it, which sucks,
well,
by
I was
going to
say,
like, The Price is Right once in a while. You know, like, it's like, what are we doing here? Why do I need to have a sophisticated, the most sophisticated machine?
Well, I was going to say, the other thing with it is, we're all watching streaming services that are compressing the hell out of shit anyway. Yeah. Now they're all starting to be like, ooh, actually you have to pay for 4K instead of us including that. But even then it's like the 4K, if you look at like a 4K Blu-ray versus, you know, Netflix or Amazon or whatever, it, even to like an untrained eye, it's going to look, you're going to, if you look at them side by side, you're going to be like, holy shit. But you're also going to watch the 4K stream, if you're not looking at it side by side, not realizing that there's anything you're missing for the most part.
Are you considering becoming a physical media boy?
I kind of already am.
Yeah, I'm looking at your lost DVDs over here.
Well, those are old, but like, I mean, I've been that way for video games a lot, but mostly because like video games
are, you can resell.
Yeah, like they typically are more expensive. You know, they're $70, but they used to be $60. It was like, especially when I would buy new games often, it was like, okay, I can buy this physically for $60, and then when I beat it, I can put it on eBay and get $40. And why wouldn't I do that when I'm probably not going to play this again? Or by the time I want to play it again, it's going to be $5 and I can download it instantly or whatever, or it comes for free with PlayStation Plus or whatever.
I got a lot of streaming services now, Tom.
Yeah.
And then I'm faced with the paradox of choice.
Oh, yeah.
And then I always wind up just watching The Sopranos.
Or the reboot of Frasier.
Or the reboot of Frasier. Look, I'm always going to have to keep Paramount Plus to watch every Thursday the new episode of the Frasier reboot that I hate. I'm going to have to watch every
episode. I saw Lilith was on this week.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, Tom. I had to come here. I'll go home and watch. I usually, Tom, my new thing is I come here to record. I usually get drunk.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been getting a grilled cheese sandwich from the diner down the street. Go home. Watch Frasier at 1 a.m.
I imagine
and
it's
fall
like,
asleep, and then my son wakes up at 5:45. Like this is such a terrible plan.
Well,
it ruins my whole fucking weekend. Because I never get back on track. And by the time I'm back on track, it's like, all right,
well,
Monday morning.
The work week started again. I thought you were going to say, like, I come home, I wake up my wife and my son. They're both crying.
You know what? I got an Apple TV, Tom.
I got my
AirPods Pro.
Yeah.
Put them in.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And you're living the life of a professional.
Yeah, sometimes I don't have my AirPods completely charged, and that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, see?
Yeah, I know.
You gotta keep them charged. Yeah. When you open it up and the light's orange on it.
Mine even beeps.
Oh, really?
It goes like,
it's
like,
trying to tell you, hey, for God's sake, plug me in.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think we've talked about this on the show, but the fact that they don't just run ads that are like, hey, did you know if you have an Apple TV and AirPods, you can just use those together?
Oh,
I mean, they'd sell so many more of both, probably.
It's made my life.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Because then
not
the
waking
sounds
up a toddler.
Yeah. Although, I guess I do like because it's nice, but I think all the Apple TV stuff, but also like all the Disney Plus stuff, it's like mixed in Dolby Atmos.
Yeah.
And it uses spatial audio. And sometimes I think somebody's walking behind me and scares the hell out of me at
that
night.
That is troublesome.
Black Friday.
You go fucking buy things.
It's a boost for small businesses. Well, Small Business Saturday. To encourage people to shop at small businesses.
Is that entirely an American Express situation, or did they glom onto it? Because you get, like, if you shop at a small business,
they give you
a $20 credit or something.
Yeah.
If you spend like $50 or something, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know what it is lately, but I know there were some years where it was literally like the first $20 is on us. So it was like, well, why wouldn't I just go and like get breakfast at least or whatever?
The other thing is like a lot of small business owners I don't like.
Yeah, we've talked about this, that there's always this like, the small business owner, that the little
guy. You realize
guy.
After this conversation, neither of us will ever be able to run for elected office. We're shitting on small business owners.
Tim, we haven't been able to run for elected office. I don't want to be an
elected
office.
I'm not smart enough to be an elected
office. No, you're too smart.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. There's a lot of small business owners that are like, I can't make this work and pay my employees more than $5 an hour. It's like, then you're a bad businessman.
Yeah.
This is a bad business.
Yeah, then you have to figure out a different.
I know you're small. You're small for a reason.
Yeah.
And also the big businesses are bad at that, too. All the businesses
well, the
are
big
bad.
Businesses are good at being like, nah, we'll figure out a way to make people work for $5 an hour. There are, I feel like, look, it's a tough thing because I respect the hell out of like a lot of small business owners.
Right.
We're small business owners, technically.
I know. We're the real heroes. I say this all the time.
Yeah. For people
we're
that
the heartbeat. We're the lifeblood of America.
For people that don't know, me and Tim own a supermarket together that we've run.
Tom and I own a Korean supermarket together.
Yeah, it's a small place, you know, just a neighborhood place. Like people that really make it work and run like, you know, actual like mom and pop businesses, good businesses that like are good for the community and people like working for them and they're able to have a career or whatever. that's all great. But I feel like all of that whole idea has been grafted onto anyone that has a small business. That's what they are.
Right.
And then you hear about, you know, these companies that it's like, well, we're not on the New York Stock Exchange, so technically we're a small business, or, you know, Blackwater or whatever is a small business. What do they call themselves now? They changed it.
Oh, I don't know, like Silveria or something. Yes. You know, it's always something like, yeah.
They accomplished their goal, which is neither of us can remember. They're like, fuck, what's something more like Blackwater sounds like a bad thing, which is what our company is.
A bad thing.
Like, you don't want to drink Blackwater. People are associating our name with our actual business too much. We got to come up with a new one.
Right. Blackwater. Academy with an I at the end.
Okay, yeah. That must be a new one. They had another one before that then either.
Constellus?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. That's the, or at least the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And Constellus and Academy with an I. I don't know what they do.
No.
There's I'm going to assume
special
they're not
forces are going to I assume kick
they're
in
not
your
just mercenaries for hire with a name like that, which is a nondescript name.
Yeah.
Anyway, Black Friday.
I don't know. Go
I
shopping.
Said it's not always the biggest shopping day. What about Cyber Monday though?
Cyber Sex Monday. That's when I have all my cyber sex.
That's all you have to say about it?
Cyber Monday?
Yeah.
This isn't about Cyber Monday, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, we did do an episode about Cyber Monday a couple of days ago. But people, I see now people...
I wanted to do an episode about the marathon last week.
Yeah.
Because it was marathon week, and you were like, we did an episode about that in 2009.
Yeah.
So we can't do it. But now you're asking me to comment on Cyber Monday. We've done a whole episode.
I'm letting you bring up marathons just as I'm bringing up Cyber Monday.
All right. What are your thoughts on the marathon?
Oh, it seems hard.
I know. It's a long way to run.
Yeah. Seems like there's got to be an easier way.
It's over a dozen miles.
Do you know people abbreviate now BFCM, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, like the whole weekend, that 4-day weekend is BFCM. You got any big promos planned for BFCM?
Big fucking commerce,
motherfuckers.
Okay, watch the language, please, Tom.
I've been trying to look out for this is my other question. Do you shop for other people on Black Friday or yourself?
I've never shopped on Black Friday. Should I have led with this?
I'm saying like online even.
I don't shop for anybody ever. I shop a little bit for myself once in a while. If like it's a big purchase. And I'm not talking about like food.
Right.
I buy food for myself and my family.
I think of food as a big purchase.
No, but like I'll like research a big purchase.
But you don't buy presents for anybody?
I'll buy presents in a panic a couple days before from wherever.
I'll pay whatever price they say.
Yeah, I usually just go to a bookstore. Like, I buy people books.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've gotten the Bible from you for 6 years in a row now.
Different versions, Tom.
No, they're all the King James.
They have different variant covers.
Yeah, you say, I think this is new. I think this has new
the
stuff
new one.
In it.
It's annotated.
I think there's a new preface from God on this one.
But I don't, yeah, like, I think around the holidays, obviously most of the shopping I do is for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't buy much stuff.
My problem, here's actually my biggest problem with Black Friday, and I'm saying this fully knowing this isn't an actual problem, is that I will see things on, again, shit's just on sale the whole month, so it doesn't feel like... So I don't think I've like ever really seen, oh, okay, here's something that I've been thinking about getting for somebody and it's on sale on Black Friday. I'm going to grab. I guess that happens once in a while with certain things. If it's like, oh, I wanted to get like a Fitbit or what, you know, like generic, not common gifts that are a little expensive. So it's like, oh, okay, there are going to be sales around Black Friday. But my problem, and again, I realize this is like a selfish problem, is that sometimes there will be Black Friday deals and I want to tell people, hey, if you're looking for a gift idea for me, get this on Black Friday. However, if you're not going to, don't buy this at full price. Right. Like, I don't want this if you have to pay full price for it.
Right.
But I see there's actually going to be like a, you know, 50% off deal.
Just buy it for yourself.
That's the thing.
Just and buy then, it for yourself.
And then, but then I otherwise, don't know what to give
people. Otherwise, your mom is going to like not do it.
Yeah.
And then, or, and she's not going to do it on the right day and be like, Tommy really wants this.
Yeah.
And she's going to pay a lot of money for
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's too much to explain. Yeah. Like, and if it's not Black Friday, don't buy it. I don't actually care about it that much. So I guess nobody wants to buy a present that somebody's like, I don't care unless you can get it
that's
for
the
me
thing.
Cheap.
And that's my problem with everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, like, I'm trying to be very, very intentional. So
yeah.
It's like, well, I'm trying to be like, I only want things in my life that would be like, I would buy this at full price,
right?
Because this is the thing mm-hmm. that will finally, for once, solve all of my problems.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna find that thing.
Because so many that's what it is. Like I'm doing it for things where I'm like, this is like a frivolous thing that I really. So perfect example. I think I did actually do this last year that I got like a video game controller for my phone. And the thing is, I know in my heart of hearts, I'm not going to use that right, many right. times. It's cool. I want it, but I haven't bought it for myself because I know, like, push comes to shove, I'm probably going to use that a few times. So that's where I want to tell somebody, like, buy it. And like I said, I forget who got it for me last year, but I told somebody, like, hey, this is half price. For $50, this is a cool thing. For $100, no.
Right.
But like for $50, even like that first week.
For 50 of your dollars, I'll try it out.
It's worth my joy. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can check out all our social media links there. You can follow us in places. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim.
And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide. You get Books the Podcast. You get all the old episodes of Books the Podcast. This month, we're reading short stories. Last week, we read, what did we read?
I don't know, one of them.
The hell we read? The Monkey's Paw. I mean, he said the monkey one.
You know, the one of Curious George, the ice cream truck.
This week we're reading The Yellow Wallpaper, which is not a home improvement guide, as I thought it was.
I thought it was a novelization of an episode of Home Improvement. Tool time.
Well,
you know,
it was a short story, so that should have tipped you off that it wasn't in fact a novelization.
Home Improvement episode is 22 minutes, Tom.
So you think a novel of Home Improvement should also be
a page a minute?
Yeah.
I thought it was a script for a Home Improvement episode.
TCGTE.com/Patreon to
just reading Home Improvement scripts.
I don't think they.
You can't do it justice. You can't do the roar, roar, roar on the.
We could just.
What do you
like
think it says? Like Tim Allen, Tim Taylor barks.
Yeah.
Is it a bark?
I think it was like a grunt. It was like a cave.
Grunt. They say grunt.
Yeah,
definitely
grunt.
Yeah, grunt.
And we also wanted to mention at the end of the episode, me and Tim lost a close friend of ours, Casey McIntyre, this week. Who is the wife of a friend of the show, Andrew Gregory, who's subbed in for me a few times. Very tough week, very heartbreaking. And we just wanted to mention that you can donate to a cause that was very close to Casey's heart. RIP Medical Debt, is that what the name of the organization is?
Mm-hmm.
But all you need to know is fantastic organization that anonymously pays off medical debt for people. If you're in America, you know how big of a problem this is. If you're not in America, you may not know. But it's a tremendous problem. And the crazy thing is that this charity pays 1 cent per dollar to pay off.
That's how you can buy medical debt. That's how fake the whole system
it's
is.
It's all horseshit, and you can literally help to, you know, save somebody's life by helping them out of this debt. It's all done anonymously to the people, to the charity. We're gonna set up a redirect, tcgt.com/donate.
This will go to the one where you can donate in Casey's memory.
Yeah, in Casey's memory.
So go ahead and do that. It's a great cause in memory of Casey, who was great. We loved her, and mm-hmm. we will miss her dearly.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.